In Her Majesty's Private Service by Sir Kenneth Scott. Britain's longest reigning monarch still pursues a packed schedule with stamina and wit. One of her private secretaries recalls a decade with his favorite boss. I was lucky enough to spend 10 years as one of the Queen's private secretaries after more than 30 years in the diplomatic service at home and abroad. They were among the happiest years of my career, and it was a great privilege to watch the Queen at work and to appreciate how dedicated and well-organized she is, and how her long experience in the job has helped her to deal with every kind of situation with calm efficiency. Her three private secretaries are responsible for arranging her program, acting as the link to government departments, and dealing with correspondence. When I was on duty with the Queen, every second week and more often when she was away from Buckingham Palace, I spent about half an hour with her every morning, bringing her formal government documents to sign or approve, setting dates for her diary, and discussing with her the details of forthcoming visits. The principal private secretary saw her every day at the palace to discuss constitutional and personal matters. We also had to arrange for replies to be sent to the enormous number of letters she received from members of the public. Outside the office, we carried out reconnaissance visits to all the places where the Queen was going. The Queen's life follows the same pattern every year. She spends Christmas and New Year with her family at Sandringham, her country estate in Norfolk, and normally stays there through the month of January, giving shooting parties, holding receptions and dinners for her neighbors and personal friends, and supervising the work of the estate. That work includes the Royal Stud, where she still breeds horses, one of her abiding passions. She once said that if she were not the Queen, she would live happily in the country with her dogs and horses. During this time, she discusses with her private secretaries her program for the first part of the year. Then, from the beginning of February until Easter, she is at Buckingham Palace during the week and at Windsor Castle on weekends. Around Easter, she stays at Windsor for a week or so and returns there for a week in June, when she holds the annual meeting of the Most Noble Order of the Garter, the highest order of chivalry, whose members are appointed by the Queen personally and not by the government. She also gives a large house party for the Ascot races. She is in London again until the end of...